Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. I'm your host, Tate, and today we got a lot to talk about. First thing we're going to talk about is that UFC on Fox card that happened this past weekend, which kind of carry over from UFC 200, where the women's UFC bantamweight division has just been completely and totally set on its ear. Everyone and everything that you knew about who were the real contenders for the women's bantamweight title has all changed. In less than, 2 weeks, everything you knew is no longer. Before UFC 200, the first thing we always knew was who were the major players in the bantamweight division. It was always going to be Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate, Holly Holm, Kat Zingano. 2 weeks later, Ronda hasn't fought in almost a year. Miesha Tate has just been destroyed. Kat Zingano got beat up at UFC 200. And then we roll right into the UFC on Fox, where we thought it was going to be, a chance for Holly Holm to really cement her case that she is the number one contender for the title. And Holly Holm just got beat down. I was amazed by this. But we're going to be covering that fight in a lot more detail. We're going to cover some of the other fights on that card. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Ultimate Fighter, because they made a big announcement on the Ultimate Fighter. In addition to that, we have a huge, huge treat for our listeners today. We have one of the big up-and-coming stars of mixed martial arts and one of the future players for the bantamweight division. We have Agnieszka Niedzielewicz, which is an up-and-coming bantamweight star out of Poland. Tough as nails. She's 7-0. And guys, of her seven fights, there's only been one gone the distance. She just split them down the line. She had half of her fights she submitted. The other half she knocked out. She's definitely one of the big stars. She's making her Invicta debut. And we actually have her. She just flew in from Poland last night, and she's actually going to be one of our guests. So we're looking forward to speaking with her about her upcoming fight. When we come back, that's who we're going to be talking to. So everyone gear up. And then after Agnieszka, we're going to roll right into talking about the big bout that went down this weekend. Like I said, with Holly Holm being upset. So we'll talk about that. Stay tuned for Agnieszka when we come right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Okay, so we have a real treat for our show today. We have one of the up-and-coming bantamweight stars of women's mixed martial arts. She's 7-0, with six of her first seven fights ending in either a KO or a submission. So she's definitely been on fire. She has a big fight coming up this weekend in Invicta. We have Invicta star Anjaniska Nijovic, which I'm going to need your help, Anjaniska. How do you say your name properly?
It's Agnieszka Nijovic.
Well, thank you, and welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome to everybody.
So, first off, the first question I was going to ask is, you said your nickname is Kuma. What's Kuma mean?
Kuma is beer in Japanese.
It means beer?
Yes, it means beer, because beer is, in Poland, is my last name. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So that's an interesting nickname there.
Yes. When I was training judo, my friend gave me this nickname. So it stayed like this, and it became a Kuma.
So what kind of training were you doing to get a nickname like that?
I don't know. She just said that I'm beer in Polish, so I'm gonna I will be beer in Japanese. So it just happened like that.
Oh, I love it! I love it. Well, this one of the things is you have a big fight coming up this weekend, and one of the things is, if you're not familiar with Anjaniska, is that she was a big star at Cage Warriors, You know, she was on fire, and then you took a little time off, and then now you're going to Invicta. How did the change from Cage Warriors go from Cage Warrior to taking time off to going to Invicta?
Yes, I was feeling really good in Invicta. Now I'm in. I was really good feeling in Cage Warriors. Now I'm in Invicta, and I think that for me it's step. Next step, so I'm happy that I can fight in here, and I think that in here I'm gonna make a bigger progress in my career.
You know, I agree with you. You know, I went back and I watched all your fights, and the great thing about YouTube is that you can go back and actually watch all of Anjaniska's fights, and you look at when she first started, you know, and then you look at the natural progression. As your career has gone on, you have definitely improved a lot, and you're definitely one of the big up and coming stars. Do you see the transition from fighting primarily in Poland to, you know, coming to the United States and fighting Invicta? Is that going to be a big adjustment for you?
I don't think that it'll be really big change for me, because in Poland I fight on really really big. Big girl, so I think that I'm not gonna feel any pressure from that I'm fighting in Invicta, and I'm feeling good and hope we see that in weekend.
So yes, did you have a pretty good camp then?
Yes. I changed my gym, so, and now I have really professional preparation to fight. I have professional diet. I have different gym. So I think that I'm in best shape of my life.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing you this Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, one question I had for you is, this is going to be your first fight in Invicta, but you haven't fought. You've taken an extended time off after having your son. How did you prepare for, you know, having that long time off? Are you worried about ring rust or anything?
No, I'm not worried about that. I think that I'm really motivated and I feel hungry for fight. So I feel that it wasn't 2 years, but it was a couple months only. So it's happened so quickly. The stress came so quickly. So I didn't feel that it was 2 years break. I feel really great.
Good. And sometimes taking a little break after when you first start off, it gives you a chance to step back and look at things and kind of assess things as well.
Yes.
Now, I just wanted a little clarity. When your fight was first announced, you were scheduled to fight Claudia Ray. And now, when I was talking to your manager, last minute there's been a bit of a change on who you're fighting. Can you share with who you're fighting now?
I don't remember what is her name, but
Christine Stanley?
Yes, I feel like that. But for me, it's no different who I'm fighting for, and I just want to make this fight and be closer to fight for a belt. And for me, this is most important.
Okay. Did you get a chance to see Christine Stanley? She's a bantamweight as well. She's 5-1, and she's fought in Invicta for a little while as well. And she's a very tough fighter. Have you had a chance to watch any of her fights or anything?
I watched her fight maybe 1 month ago, something like that, because she's supposed to be my first opponent, but then they changed that and was Claudia Ray. So then I watched her couple fights, and we have our game plan, and it's no matter with who I'm fighting, because I'm better than her, so.
I'll tell you this, watching some of your fights, I've been very impressed by, even when you first started out, how aggressive you are. You're very eager to, get the submission or take someone out. Was that by design that you wanted to be an aggressive fighter?
I don't know. It's happened really natural. I'm not trying to do something where I don't feel it. I feel that I do what I feel in fight.
So, with the fight, have you come up with a game plan for your opponent this time? Or because it's so new, you're just going to go in with your own, fighting your game?
We have our game plan for Claudia, right?
Right.
And yes, now my coaches watch fight of Stanley, and we change a little bit as plan, but I think that I'll be ready for sure. And
okay,
no matter who I'm fighting for, she's not gonna defend me this time for sure.
And I'm expecting big things out of you. I think you're gonna do really well. That's my personal opinion.
I'm making a lot of progress on this break. So I think that I'm sure. Couple new stuff.
So you've been working on a lot of new things since the breakup.
Yes.
Now
I'm a much better fighter now.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Now, how did you get into mixed martial arts?
I all my life training judo, and my brother trained Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And one day he said to me that I supposed to came on training Brazilian jiu-jitsu with him. And one day we came together and we make maybe 3-4 trainings, and I have a proposition to fight. So we take this fight and we have 3 weeks to prepare, and that's how it starts. I get this fight and start training MMA.
So you never had an amateur career at all. You just went right from, you know, just, you know, training with your brother to becoming a professional fighter. Is that true?
Yes. It's correct.
Were you really nervous when you first had your first fight?
No. I started a lot of in judo tournaments, so I think that I get this like a judo training or something like that, or judo tournament. So I come to this fight like for a judo tournament, and so I don't feel any pressure and anything. So
interesting.
Yeah, and it was really good.
And that fight was actually on YouTube, so I actually saw your first fight, and I was impressed at how, you know, you were very calm in there, and you handled yourself very well. So I'm impressed.
Yes, I was impressed too. So I didn't know that I know that I can do stuff like that. So that probably gave you a lot
of confidence that, you know, this is the right spot for you, right?
Yes.
Now, being from Poland, you know, your fellow countrywoman, that is, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, and I never say her name right either.
Jędrzejczyk.
Have you ever met her or anything?
No. I didn't have chance to meet her.
So have you ever thought about as a possible future fight with her or anything?
Yes, when she said that she want to go to flyweight, I decided that I'm going to flyweight too. So I think that it's a lot of chance to fight with her if she still wanna go to this category. So yeah, I'm really happy, and I would like to have fight with her.
That would
because
be a,
she's, mm-hmm. Yes, she's really great. She's really great fighter, so it will be a pleasure for me if I have chance to fight her.
And it's nice that you have a countryman that or countrywoman that, you know, you can watch each other's progression, and eventually down the line be able to actually be in the ring with each other. So that's interesting. So the way I understand, you just got into the States. When did you get to the U.S.? Yesterday or was it today?
No, it was yesterday.
Okay. So have you had a chance to take in the U.S. and go around at all?
Yeah, we walk in here. We walk around, and it's really nice in here. It's really great weather. We have great pool outside. So we're resting and yeah, we have fun for now.
And this is your first time in the United States, is that correct?
Yes, in my first time.
So was there anything that you were surprised about or anything along those lines? I just, you know, just kind of curious since it's your first time.
Yeah, I was really surprised that when you're going out, it's not a lot of people. You know, we go for a walk and we don't see anyone. So he was really, really worried what's happening right now, because in Poland, when you go out, it's a lot of people walking and yes. And in here, it's really, Not too much people, so it's
a lot less crowded where you're at right now. Then
yeah.
So that's a little different. Now I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about you being in Poland. Tell me a little bit about where you're from in Poland.
I'm from Katowice.
And where is that located?
It's south Poland.
Okay, and what do you when you're there, and you know when you're not training. What do you do for fun? You know, even though I know you're a mom, but you're also, you know, you're 21. So what do you do for fun in Poland?
Yeah, most of all, I take care of my baby. I play with him. He's my all world right now. So most of the time I spend with him. But if I'm not with him, I'm going to cinema and stuff like that. I really like cooking. So. I'm baking and cooking and make a meal for my friends and family.
You know, I was and I was looking on your Twitter account, and I actually saw a picture of your son, and he's a beautiful kid, and you know, I still saw that you were cooking in there, so I did see some of that stuff.
Yeah, we're cooking together. I'm trying to teach him something. Maybe one day he will make meals for me.
So he'll be your nutritionist and make sure that you're getting all the perfect meals as you get ready to beat up all the competition.
Yes, it will be really great.
Well, you know, I didn't really take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to take a few minutes, you know, just to introduce you to the U.S., you know, MMA fight world, because you are definitely someone who I expect a lot of. I think you have a really bright future in the mixed martial arts world, and you know, and you know, you have this big fight coming up, and I just wanted to get a chance to meet you and introduce you, and I hope that I can have you come back another time.
Yes, for sure. It was really a pleasure to me. So we can talk together.
Yes, and the next, I'm not going to be at this Invicta 18, but the next Invicta event, I will be there. If you're fighting, I will definitely look you up, and maybe I'll have you on the show again.
Yes, for sure. All right, I hope we meet someday.
Well, thank you for doing the interview, and you know, I really wish you the best in your fight. I think, like I said, I expect that you'll do very well.
Yeah, for sure.
Then you have a good day, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, and nice day to you also.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, that was Aniska, and man, I'm really looking forward to seeing this fight. She is, guys, if you get a chance, go back and take a look at some of her fights on YouTube. She has really come on strong. I'm really looking forward to seeing her this weekend on Invicta 18, and I really hope you guys will tune in and watch her as well. I would like to thank her again for being nice enough to come on to the show. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about that UFC on Fox event where Holly Holm was really, you know, was just outworked. So we'll be back in a few seconds, and we'll talk more about that fight. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, we're back. And this past weekend, we had the UFC on Fox 20, which the main event featured Holly Holm versus Valentina Shevchenko. And, you know, for the average guy that's watching MMA, they may not know who Valentina is. But everyone knew who Holly Holm was, and everyone was expecting this to be kind of a showcase fight. Where Holly Holm could actually shine and really, you know, stake a claim of she is the person that should get the next shot at the brand new champ, Amanda Nunes. But one of the things on the way to crowning Holly Holm as the next contender was Valentina. People didn't realize, unless you've done your homework, that this fight between Holly Holm and Valentina was really featuring maybe the two most decorated fighters in the history of mixed martial arts. And that's a heck of a statement to say that you're saying the two most decorated fighters in history. But, you know, and everyone was very aware of Holly Holm's pedigree, where, you know, you come in and you're you know, 18 world championships. That's in boxing and kickboxing. The big upset where she upset Ronda Rousey to become the new bantamweight champion. Everyone knew this storyline. But the storyline that no one, I don't think very many people knew, unless you were in the know, was that Valentina was truly just as decorated as Holly Holm and equally as tough. And, you know, initially before I started diving into this, I didn't realize it either until I started doing my own homework. When you look at it and you say Holly Holm, an 18-time world kickboxing champion and world boxing champion, well, Valentina was right behind her with 17 kickboxing and Muay Thai championships. Not only that, when you look at Valentina's family is a decorated family as well. Her sister has 8 world championships in Muay Thai. Her mom was a top-ranked contender in Muay Thai as well. And then you mix in the amateurs, Valentina actually took on Joanna Jędrzejczyk not once, not twice, but 3 times. And guys, she won all 3 times. So she had already fought the flyweight champion, and had, you know, when she was an amateur, she fought her three times. That's, in my opinion, the number one or number two pound per pound fighter in the world was Joanna Jędrzejczyk. She fought her 3 times and won as an amateur. She was a 17-time champion, and then she walked in the ring with Holly Holm. And the first round, I was really looking forward to this fight. In the first round, I kind of felt like both of these fighters were kind of filling each other out. It was very obvious that Valentina was a little timid. You know, this was a big moment for her, and so she seemed very timid. But the thing that surprised me the most was how timid Holly Holm was. Holly was very timid at first. And I thought she was just trying to get, you know, kind of fill things out. But, you know, she just seemed very timid. But the thing, when I was looking at the first round, I'm thinking like, okay, Holly is showing that she's a stronger fighter. She's being cautious. She's kind of filling things out. And then Holly landed a big right hand on her that actually dropped Valentina. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be business as usual. Holly's going to get in there. She's going to handle business this next round. And the next round, Holly came out timid again. And I started noticing that Valentina was starting to get a little confident and started getting her legs and started loosening up. So midway through the second round, Valentina was throwing combinations, and she was throwing really nice spinning shots that was landing on Holly. And by the end of the second round, you know, she had definitely loosened up. She was definitely taking it to Holly, and I took the approach of, okay, she got a round in, and I gave the first round to Holly, second round to Valentina. I was thinking that the third round is when Holly's going to kick it in and finish her off. I was prepared for that. But the fact of the matter is, when the third round came out, Valentina was loose. She had really loosened up, and she was ready to go. She started throwing lots of combinations, and she became the aggressor. She was the aggressor in the fight. She cut Holly Holm. They said it was a headbutt. I'm not sure if it was a headbutt or a shot, but she was really, really just had loosened up and was really hitting her with a lot of combinations. And then she took Holly Holm down at the end of the third round and kept her there. And I was just amazed by that. But then rolling into the last few rounds, it was just all about Valentina. Valentina just kept throwing combinations. She was so much more aggressive. She was aggressive. She applied a lot of pressure to Holly, and Holly had no answer to her. Holly was getting hit with really clean shots. When the fight, by the time the fight ended, there was no question in my mind, and I don't think anyone else's mind, that Holly had been upset, and there was a new star that was made, and that was Valentina. Valentina has put a flag into the women's bantamweight division, and she has announced herself. Now, here's the thing. When you look at this fight, Valentina was so accurate with her punches. She landed 44% of her punches, which is these were hard, clean shots. So she was hitting Holly on a regular basis with a lot of very, very solid, aggressive, clean shots, which I don't think Holly was really prepared for. The one thing I had already said when I always look at Holly is that I didn't think anyone would stand up with Holly and beat Holly. I thought the only way you could win against Holly Holm was to take her to the ground and rough her up like Misha Tate did. But Valentina came in there, and she had a game plan. She was going to stand with her, and she was going to aggressor her. And, I didn't say that properly, but, she really applied, a lot of pressure. She made sure her aggression dictated the fight. And, every single round from the first round, which was a slow round, but from the second on, she outlanded Holly every single round, and Holly had no answer. It seemed like to me that I don't know what happened, but I don't know if the Misha Tate had affected her, Holly Holm, so much, because when Holly would throw a punch, her punches would fall short. Like, Holly was worried about getting hit. Holly was being too cautious, and Valentina really capitalized on this. And because of that, you have a situation where she was able to get the confidence that she needed and then be confident enough in her game plan to really apply it. And now we have a new contender. And here's the great thing about this. This lines up for a perfect fight between Valentina and Amanda Nunes. And the reason why this makes a good fight is this. The fight before this, Valentina and Amanda Nunes fought. And as usual, Amanda Nunes comes out like a buzzsaw. And round one and most of round two, it was Amanda Nunes. But as the fight went on, later in that second round, Valentina really started picking up the pace. I gave the second round to Amanda Nunes, but she had closed the gap. And in the third round, I thought she clearly won the third round. And if it would have, and also in my opinion, if this would have been a championship fight going into the fourth round, I would have taken Valentina, and I would have taken Valentina the rest of the way, because by the third round, I looked at Amanda Nunes and I thought she was gassed. And I think if it would have been a longer fight, I think she would have won, which, and as you guys know, Amanda Nunes is now the bantamweight champion. I want to see the Valentina versus Amanda Nunes fight. I think that would be the perfect fight, especially now that the entire division has been set on its ear, because there's no Kat Zingano anymore. I mean, she's still there, but she's coming off of a loss. She lost the International Fight Week. Misha Tate, everyone knows she lost. Holly Holm lost. So it makes a clear picture that I think is a great fight in the works where Valentina and Amanda Nunes can actually fight. I love that. I love that as a mix. I think that would be a great fight. With that, I'll be right back. We're going to take a short break, and then I'll come back. We're going to talk about some of the other fights on this card.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
All right, we're back. And we were just talking about how, you know, how the women's bantamweight division was really shaken up with Holly Holm losing to Valentina Shevchenko, and how I think the next fight that we should be looking forward to is seeing Amanda Nunes versus Valentina, and I think that would be a really great fight that we should see. You know, there were some other great fights on this card that I wanted to talk about. The one fight in particular that I was just I was really impressed with was Gilbert Melendez versus Edson Barboza. And you know, I've been a big Gilbert Melendez fan for a long time. He is definitely, you know, he's been a champion pretty much everywhere he's gone. You know, so I was, you know, when you think about Melendez, he was a former WEC champion. He was a former Strikeforce champion. I think he was Strikeforce champion twice. So, you know, he has the pedigree. He's been around a long time. But the one thing about it is one of the hottest fighters in the MMA world was Edson Barboza. And he just came off of a spectacular knockout from his last where he knocked the guy out his last fight. And he came into this fight, and, you know, round one was, you know, they were kind of filling each other out. And the one thing I noticed right away was there was, you know, Melendez was the guy that was the better boxer, but Barboza was the guy that had one hell of a kick. He kept doing these leg kicks that were just, I mean, unreal. And as this and literally the leg kicks was literally the entire fight. Anytime Melendez came in range, the leg kicks were so powerful it would knock him down. By the end of the fight, Melendez couldn't even stand up. He was bouncing on one leg because his lead leg had been taken out completely. And I mean, it was really impressive how Barboza had done this. Melendez had a lot more boxing power, but in the end, you know, the leg kicks had just devastated him. It had taken all his power. It had taken all his stamina. It was a situation where, you know, he literally took him out. And there was a point where these leg kicks were coming in, and I'm like, you literally could stop this fight just on leg kicks. It was an impressive fight, and it was definitely worth seeing. And with that, you know, you're looking around and you say, Barboza has put himself in the title picture. He's in a really tough division, so, you know, he got to get in line. There's a long line there. But he is definitely one of those fighters that I'm looking forward to seeing. You know, maybe even Roy McIlroy or someone like that fight him. But, you know, he's definitely is now in the picture. Another fight that came around was the flyweight division between Felicia Herrick and Curran. And Felicia, the last time we saw her, she was coming off of a loss that she was really devastated over, where she fought Paige VanZant and she lost, and she was just, you know, she took it really hard. And she took some time off. She took almost a year off from that fight because she just, you know, she just mentally, I guess it really took a toll on her. Well, in that time, she really got her head together, she got her training together, and she came back and she put on a really impressive show and kind of put her name back out there as someone who was a force to be reckoned with. It was really good to see her get back out there, really take on a tough competitor and really showcase her skill. And she did. She really showcased her skill this particular fight. So that was a great fight. We had the heavyweight fight. You know, the heavyweight fight was a little bit of a disappointment, strictly because of the fact that the fight was stopped way too early. Francis versus I can't pronounce the last name, but the fight was stopped in the first minute and 34 seconds. So that one was kind of stopped a little early. So it wasn't much to talk about. It was a little disappointing. But, you know, that was one of those situations where, you know, it was a card. This UFC on Fox card was a little limited when you look at it on paper. But when you actually watched it, it was a fun card to watch. And it really had a fact. It had really had a major impact on the women's bantamweight division. Another thing that happened this week that was really impressive that the UFC has done, and that deals with the Ultimate Fighter. I was stunned when I saw the announcement that the Ultimate Fighter had announced that they were going to have an Ultimate Fighter where it was just going to be champions. And when I say champions, guys, I mean the Ultimate Fighter. The UFC went out, and I feel like they just went through and took apart every you know, flyweight division and every major division in the world. They went from, for instance, they brought in the World Fighting Federation's flyweight champion. They brought in the Legacy FC fighting champion. You know, let's see, the shoot flyweight champion from Japan. Bragging Rights. They brought in the Bragging Rights champion from an Australian fighting organization. Combat League champion. They brought him in. The EFC flyweight champion. The Alaskan FC, the XFFC, they went down the line and they went through and they pretty much gutted every major fighting organization, and they brought in their actual champion, and they're bringing them into the house, and all these guys are going to come down to, and they're going to fight, and they're going to determine there's going to be one champion of champions who's going to go in and fight the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, and that is Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. So this is the one time where, when this is all said and done, this is the truest definition of an undisputed champion maybe that the UFC will ever see again, because they literally went out and got every champion from almost every major fighting organization, and they brought them in, and they're bringing them to one house. I cannot wait to see this. This is if there's any Ultimate Fighter that you want to see, this is the one you want to see. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm literally looking forward to whoever comes out of that house. I'm looking forward to seeing them match up with Demetrius Johnson, and seeing how they stand up against maybe the pound for pound best. Other things that are coming up this weekend. As I mentioned before, we also have Invicta FC 18. That's the one that's coming up next. I am looking forward to that. As I mentioned before, with our interview with Anishka, she's going to be fighting on that card. One of my absolute favorite fighters in the world, who I am really hoping will be the next person that will fight Chris Cyborg, Megan Anderson, is going to be opening that fight and that card. So really looking forward to seeing the Invicta 18 fight. On our next show, because we're going to wrap things up, but on the next show, we're going to cover and we're going to talk about the big UFC card that's going to go down this weekend as well, where Robbie Lawler is actually going to be defending his title. So we're going to talk about that on our next show. I'd like to thank Agnieszka for coming in and doing an interview. I'd like to thank all of you for sticking around and listening to the show. Remember, you can always download us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. You can find us at www.gsmcpodcast.com, and you can always follow us on Facebook and Twitter. With that, I am out. Thank you.